429 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 397. Despite the fact that you say you kept a book for express and kerosene and every other conceivable purpose for which money was appropriated, you fail and refuse because you can't to produce the signature of White or the entry in any book made by Frank showing that this man White ever got that money, except the entry made by this man Schiff sometime during the week thereafter. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that the reason Frank didn't enter up or didn't take the receipt from White about the payment of that money was because his mind and conscience were on the crime that he had committed. This expert in bookkeeping, the Cornell graduate, this man who checks and rechecks the cash, you tell me that if things were normal, he would have given out to that man White this $200 and not have taken a receipt or not have made an entry himself on some book going to show it. I tell you there's only one reason why he didn't do it. He is sustained by the evidence in this case and the statement of Frank that he had relatives in Brooklyn. The time that Frank says that he left that factory sustains old Jim. When old Jim Conley was on the stand, Mr. Rosser put him through a good deal of questioning with reference to some fellow by the name of Mincy. Where is Mincy? Echo answers, where? Either Mincy was a myth, or Mincy was such a diabolical perjurer that this man knew that it would nauseate the stomach of a decent jury to have him produced. Where is Mincy? And if you weren't going to produce Mincy, why did you parade it here before this jury? The absence of Mincy is a powerful fact that goes to sustain Jim Conley, because if Mincy could have contradicted Jim Conley, or could have successfully fastened an admission on old Jim that he was connected in any way with this crime, depend upon it, you would have produced him if you had to comb the state of Georgia with a fine-tooth comb from Rabin Gap to Tybee Light. Gentlemen, every act of that defendant proclaims him